Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. Pete, how's your week been on the water?
Pretty good. Been fishing the Madison Chain still, and Fox Lake also. Little variety on Fox Lake, but the Madison Chain is still producing a lot of nice bluegill and some walleyes and smallmouth.
Awesome. Have they been casting and catching, or has he had to work for them, or how's that been?
It's been fairly easy, actually. The numbers seem to be up. Perch, I'm not finding many of those, but quite a few bluegills and a good size, too.
Now, you're talking, you're going to be heading up and fishing up in the Green Bay area here in the next, this weekend?
Yeah, Sunday is our AIM Walleye Series tournament. We have one more on Winnebago 2 weeks after that. But, yeah, this is another one of our events here. So going up and scouting for fish today and through Sunday.
So when you have an event on, like, Green Bay, is it certain areas or is the entire bay? Or what's fishing like up there?
It's the entire bay. I mean, you could drive 60 miles one way if you wanted to. Just got to be smart about your fuel. And, so it's a big, vast area. So, really, people are spread out, and you just got to find the most active fish, the biggest fish.
What do you catch on Green Bay? What do you try and find?
Walleyes for this, strictly walleyes. So, you want to find the biggest of walleyes. But I guess if we get five on the card, we'll be happy. I heard the bite's been a little tough, so it's going to maybe be a little bit of a grind.
I know they're kind of – is fishing Green Bay the same as fishing Lake Michigan? Is it a different kind of fish, even though they're kind of, you know, all majorly connected?
It is. A lot of it's dictated by the alewives, and I heard there's been a big explosion of alewives hatch, and hopefully some of those, they kind of die off, and when that happens, then the – fishing gets better, so I'm crossing my fingers that some of that is they've become less.
Now, Pete, you've got a big event coming up next weekend, don't you?
Yep, on July 27th, Saturday, is the Best Dam Two-Man. We had to reschedule that because of the high water during Best Dam Fest, and I decided to go with the 27th because people have reached out to me and said that Labor Day weekend would not work for them, so just hoping for a good turnout. We have an additional $500 from the Best Dam Fest committee that put towards first place. And I have meat raffle and nice trophies and plaques for the big fish. So looking for a good turnout. There'll be at Waterworks next Saturday. At starts at 6 a.m. So show up by 5:30 or a little after and get signed up.
So it should be a great time, and if people want a great time and catch some fish, tell us about Best Dam Guiding Service.
Yep, if you'd like to get out, I'm booking trips all the way through August, some in September now. You call me at 608-609-2707, or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service.
And where do your guiding trips go? Because you have quite the umbrella of where you'll take people, right?
Yep, any lake within basically 50 miles of Beaver Dam. So north or south, if you have a cabin on a certain lake, I've done that before. I'll show up and take you on that lake and show you what I know.
Pete, have yourself a great time. Pete Hupp from Best Dam Guiding Service. Have a great day.
Thank you, Wade.
Let's turn our attention to the Madison Chain right now and bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, what's the week been like? Has it been busy out by you?
Well, you know, the heat slowed things down there earlier in the week, but with the nice weather we had yesterday and the end of the week here, it looks like it's going to be a busy week here at the shop for sure. A lot of folks getting out.
Excellent. So what lakes have been busy down there? Have they all been busy, and what have people been catching?
All the lakes have been busy, and the fish have been in a great mood. As far as bass go, largemouth are up shallow and very active. The smallmouth are moving out a little bit deeper to rocky shoreline breaks. The bluegill bite has been fantastic, both on Mendota and Monona, with those fish hanging out mostly on the weed edges, although they are starting to suspend over deeper water. Walleye bite at night's been good, so a lot of folks have been happy.
Pat, do you have a favorite fish? I don't know if I've ever asked you. Do you have a favorite fish that you like to fish for?
Well, I do, but I break it off into different categories, sort of. But for the most part, I'm a trout fisherman, so I like fishing for trout, and I spend most of my time doing that. But I am a sucker for bluegills, and I enjoy those in the summertime, mostly on the fly rod there, too. But through the ice, bluegills are really my passion there. So we kind of mix it up with both species, but those are the main ones.
Why do you like trout fishing so much?
Well, it's because you get out of town for one, and you know you're it's almost combining hunting and fishing, because you're out walking around. There's different strategies when you approach an area where there's fish, and I don't know, it's just more immersive, I guess is maybe the word for it.
Without giving away your secret spots, are there great trout fishing places in the region if somebody wants to get into that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, between Madison and La Crosse is the Driftless area of Wisconsin, and is some of the best fly fishing in the world, and that is not an exaggeration at all. And just in Dane County here, around the Madison area, we have over 60 miles of public access to trout streams, and it's really great fishing just right here in Madison. But you get closer to La Crosse, and that's, I mean, ground zero for great trout fishing up there.
Is there a little more skill into trout fishing? Do you have to kind of know somebody, or how can somebody get up to speed to trout fishing and be successful?
Well, I mean, of course, I would say first, no. It's like any other kind of fishing. You can make it as complicated as you like, but it's as simple as throwing a bobber in the water with a small red worm underneath it is a great way to catch trout. Otherwise, you know, YouTube is your friend, so there's a lot of great YouTube videos. Folks can swing by the shop here, and we're happy to point folks in any direction. I've been trout fishing the area for 25 years, so I know my way around a little bit, so it's really not as intimidating as a lot of folks kind of make it out to be.
Well, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Well, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive on the north side of Madison. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park Boat Launch. A quick jog off the interstate. We've got everything you'd need to get out on the water in the area lakes here with bait and tackle, but also trout fishing and fly fishing stuff. So, yeah, swing by and we can talk fish.
And you can get the full report on what's going on around the Madison chain. You have a great opportunity for people to get your weekly report.
That's right. We do a weekly fishing report every Friday. You can call the phone line, 608-BIG-FISH. Otherwise, we posted an at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week.
Always a pleasure, Wade. Thanks so much.
Let's head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Dave, how has the fishing been here this week?
Well, it's been kind of slow. I mean, a lot of people didn't fish because of the hot weather, and our water is off-colored quite a bit. The crappies are still biting out in our basin, and guys are still getting some walleyes early and late in the day, or trolling in the middle of the day. But for the most part, it's been kind of slow, and you know, we're getting into that midsummer pattern where it can be slow. Some of the times, you know, it's better to go earlier than late in the day, you know, especially our water temps went up quite a bit. And I was on Big Green yesterday, and that water temp went up 8 degrees in a week, which is unusual for that lake. So, yeah, the water's getting warmer. The fish get a little more lethargic. So, yeah, you just pick your time of the day to go. Middle of the day is very tough, but, yeah, for the most part, it's slowed down somewhat, but you can still go out and get it. Some nice crappies and some walleyes early and late.
How has, you know, you're going to have a little run here with no rain. How has that helped and impacted the lake, getting like, you know, a 3-4-5 day run without any major precipitation?
Well, you know, our water's still really high. Our dam has been open for like 2 weeks, and we judge our water level by a pier across from the bait shop, and it's still right up to the edge of the pier, which that means it's probably a foot high still, and there's still a lot of water running out of the lake. It's, you know, it takes quite a while for all that to go away, because we get all our seepage from the north end of the lake, and it's still coming in really fast. So it takes quite a while for all that rain to really cycle through the lake, and it'll probably be another good week before it gets back to normal.
Anything else on the fishing circuit we need to know about before we ask you about fishtails?
Well, they're getting some crappies on Beaver Dam along the shorelines. I've been over there a couple times and caught a few. I was on Green Lake yesterday, and it was kind of tough, but got some nice walleyes. Other than that, I heard Fall River was pretty decent. I heard Cambria Pond was decent, and probably Emily for bass right now, but that's about it. That's all I know right now.
Well, tell us about Fishtails. What do people need to know?
Well, we have everything you would need. We got gas, we rent boats, we have all the bait, and everything in between. So, yeah, stop in if you need a map or where to go, or I'll mark it up for you and all that good stuff. And we're right downtown. You can't miss us. We're right by the river, and we're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday.
Dave, have yourself a great week at Fishtails, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's take our check of Little Green by heading to the landing right now and bring in Todd. Todd, how's the week been fishing in your body of water and up by you?
You know, it was a pretty good week. Guys are getting out, catching some panfish. You know, they're not real big, but there's an awful lot of them. So if you want to get some action, it's pretty fun out here. So they're also going out and getting a few walleyes, and bass fishing seems to be pretty good, too.
So bass fishing picking up here a little bit. Then, are there a lot of bass fishermen out on Little Green?
There is. You know, on the weekends, there's guys fishing bass. It maybe isn't as good as it was a couple years ago where, you know, it's cycling back. But from what I've been told, they're catching an awful lot of them. So yeah, it's been pretty fun.
Any areas on Little Green where the panfish have been hot?
You know, along the rocks. Seems to be the best under the piers.
Okay, what are
the guys are getting them in about 4 to 6 foot of water along the south shore, the rocky points and stuff. They're using wax worms and red worms for the bluegills. Crappies are a little deeper. Guys are getting some crappies out in 12 to 15 foot using minnows. I heard they've been pretty good this week also.
Anything on any other lakes, Big Green, or anything else around your shop area?
You know, I heard Big Green, they're getting trout. A lot of Lakers going right now. And then I also heard smallies and largemouth have been pretty good. And as far as panfish goes, I've heard a few guys catching some bluegills, but there's an awful lot of rock bass out there from what I've been told. So plan on catching rock bass if you go to Big Green.
Well, Todd, tell us about the landing, where you're located, your hours, and what they'll find in the store.
You know, we're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're on the south side of the lake. You just follow the signs in from 44, and we've got everything you need from live bait to beer to boat rentals.
Awesome stuff, Todd. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Well, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now with Rick Wentland. Rick, our resident outdoorsman. Rick, how has the fishing been for you this week?
Wade, it's actually been really good. You know, like I said last week, we were up pre-fishing for a tournament of a Lactiv Flambeau Flowage chain up there by Mercer. And we actually caught 100-plus fish a day all 4 days we were there. The big keepers were kind of hard to come by. I mean, you could catch 1 and 2 pounders all day long, but when you're catching 100 fish a day, you kind of don't care on the size unless it's a tournament. But I myself ended up in the middle of the pack both days. Couldn't find any of the big smallmouth that the other guys got. But we just had a blast up there. It was a lot of fun.
How is fishing in the Northwoods different than fishing, say, in our area?
Well, number one, there's a million times less boat traffic. You know, you get around Fox Lake, Big Green, Big Cedar. I mean, even Swan Lake. I mean, there's 15 guys water skiing and jet skiing and stuff. You get those northern lakes, there's a couple fishermen and a couple pontooners cruising around, and that's about it. But the serenity of the lakes. I mean, there's eagles and there's loons and the water's so clear, and it just got picture perfect. Weed beds, no matter where you go. I mean, it's just the place to fish, no doubt.
You know, there's so many lakes in the Northwoods too. If somebody goes up there for like a day trip, you have to do a little research, don't you, to kind of figure out where you want to go? Or can you just drive around and find a public lake and plop the boat in?
Well, a lot of times, believe it or not, when we go up there and fun fish, we just try to find a lake that we've never heard of, and it's probably like 600 acres or, you know, 1,000 acres, relatively on the small side, and we just put our boat in and we go fishing. And it's just fun to learn a new lake that you've never been on before. But there's so many of those lakes, and you know, the good part for me, it's so many of those lakes up there, it's pretty much a muskie and a walleye deal there. I mean, very few guys bass fish, and a lot of these bass, they don't see a lure all year long. And when you come in there bass fishing, I mean, it's just lights out. I mean, we had a topwater bite all 4 days that literally every other cast we were catching a fish, and that's when it's really fun.
Do you ever get onto a lake like that, and then you get, sometimes you mentioned that sometimes it's like three or four, and they're always local, and then they see some random guy bass fishing on their lake. Do you ever have a guy troll over to you and say, hey, what are you doing here? Where are you from?
You know, not really. We actually made the comment that everybody was so nice up there. Everybody's waving to you, you know, how the fish biting. And, you know, we actually even had a guy that come over and he says, you guys bass fishing? And we said, yeah. He said, well, if you go over to that sunken rock pile over there, the smallmouth are just loaded on it. You guys should go fish that. I mean, you don't get that down here. I mean, it was kind of funny. We actually went over there, and we actually did crush a lot of smallmouth over there. So.
Perfect. So Northwoods fishing, obviously great. Fishing around here is great. Anything else from our neck of the woods you've been hearing around the Beaver Dam and Dodge County area?
Well, we had our Wednesday nighter on Big Green. Big Green is clear. There's a lot of nice-looking weeds. We caught a lot of fish. A lot of guys caught a lot of nice fish. And our bass club is actually running an open tournament out there next Saturday, July 27th. It's launching out of K. You can pay the day of. It's $150 a boat, and we pay out a bunch of spots and big bass, and it's always a really good time. But from what I'm hearing, I haven't been on Fox Lake myself in about a week, and from what I'm hearing, the fish are almost jumping in the boat here in Fox Lake. So what are the bass is good. The walleyes are really picking up, which is kind of odd for the middle of July, but and the crappie bite is still pretty good.
What are the water levels like in the area around right now? Are they coming down at all?
Yeah, I would say, you know, Fox Lake is probably still 6 inches above normal this time of year, but it's dirty. I mean, it's still dirty. There's still a lot of runoff. The creek by my house is still running in pretty good. But, you know, we got a week here of no rain, so hopefully the lake will clear up a little bit.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs and where they can find the greatest lures in the history of the world. And also, if, I know you're booking up trips, but if you are booking any time into the fall, how do they book a trip with you?
Geez, maybe I should use that slogan, the greatest lures in the world. I mean, that's a pretty good slogan.
All right. No charge.
Actually, Dick Smith down in Pewaukee just got a huge restock. Fox Lake here in Fishtails, they got a whole bunch of lures and M&M Tackle and Portage. I paint 50, 60 different kind of blanks in any color you want. And it's a bright lime green label on the lures. You can't miss them.
All right. How do people get in touch with you if they would and like to inquire about a trip later this year?
You can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467, and I got a few openings in August, yeah.
All right, Rick Wendland, our resident outdoorsman, thanks for the time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.